You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Childs and Cindy Parakill.
There's no "Hey, Cindy Parakill" this time. It's just me, Matthew Childs, flying solo. And it's time for The Standard's Desk of News. Yes, this is the Standards Desk of News. News about standards and standards in the news. And this time we're covering stories from June 2025. And we start with half of young people say life's better without the internet. New research from BSI reveals that 47% of UK young people aged 16 to 21 would rather grow up without the internet, despite spending hours each day online. The survey of over 1,200 adolescents shows a disconnect between digital dependence and digital well-being, with 68% saying time online makes them feel worse about themselves. The findings, released to mark the ISO-CAPOLCO meeting in London, also show strong support for tougher online safeguards. 79% think tech companies should be legally required to build in privacy protections, like age checks and identity verification. Many respondents reported risky behaviours. 42% have lied about their age online, and 27% have pretended to be someone else, highlighting the need for better protections and clearer boundaries. As the UK considers tighter regulation of digital platforms, young people are calling for a change and for a safer, more supportive online world. World Food Safety Day. World Food Safety Day takes place every 7th of June, and marking this year's theme, Science in Action, ISO is spotlighting the crucial role of ISO 22000, the international standard for food safety management. Used by organisations across the globe, ISO 22000 provides a consistent framework to identify, assess and control food safety risks at every stage of the supply chain. Its adoption not only helps ensure safer food products, but also builds trust among consumers and facilitates international trade. The standard aligns with many other management system standards, enhancing efficiency and communication within food-related businesses. It is a key tool for safeguarding public health while supporting global market access. Now, looking ahead to the IEC General Meeting 2025. The IEC General Meeting 2025 will take place in New Delhi in India in September, hosted by the Bureau of Indian Standards, bringing together global experts to explore the theme of fostering a sustainable world. The annual IEC meeting is a key moment in the international standardisation calendar, drawing participants from across industry, technology, research, regulation, and more, from shaping the future of electrification to driving digital innovation and sustainability. The event will spotlight how standards contribute to real-world solutions. Open to industry leaders, innovators, researchers, and anyone working in or interested in standardisation and conformity assessment, the programme offers a unique opportunity to connect with the global IEC community. Details of how to get involved are in the show notes, and details about the UK representatives on the IEC Young Professionals programme will be shared in an upcoming edition of The Standards Desk of News. And talking of electrotechnical standards, new guidance to combat cyber threats. BSI has published revised guidance to help organisations safeguard critical business functions during and after ICT disruptions, following a rise in cyber attacks targeting both public infrastructure and commercial brands. ISO IEC 27031, Cybersecurity, ICT Readiness for Business Continuity, provides a structured approach to prevent, predict and manage digital disruptions. The updated standard reflects the growing reliance on cloud services and the increasing sophistication of cyber criminals. With half of UK businesses reporting a cyber incident in the past year, the financial and operational risks are clear. The new guidance integrates ICT resilience into broader business continuity planning and emphasises leadership accountability. This update, the first since 2011, also strengthens planning, training and risk management to help organisations reduce downtime, protect assets and maintain stakeholder trust during times of disruption. calling all standards educators. As we know, standardisation plays a vital role in our everyday lives, and how it's taught can truly bring the subject to life. That's why educators from across Europe are invited to the annual Standardisation Education Conference, taking place on the 1st to the 2nd of October at DIN, the German standards body, in Berlin. Led by the dynamic and irrepressible, and friend of the podcast, Amelie Leiprand, this free event welcomes anyone involved in teaching or training, no matter their level of experience with standards and standardisation. Attendees can look forward to engaging short presentations, hands-on teaching materials, interactive games, and valuable opportunities to connect with peers across disciplines. New for 2025 is a preparatory seminar on the morning of the 1st of October, specially designed for beginners to build confidence and context ahead of the main event. And for the first time, the entire conference will be delivered in English. Registration details can be found in the show notes. And finally, have your say on space sustainability. Two new draft standards aimed at improving sustainability in space have been released for public consultation by BSI. Backed by the UK Space Agency and the UK Department for Science, Innovation and Technology, the standards offer guidance on managing the environmental impact of space activities across the full life cycle, from design and launch to decommissioning. The first, BSI Flex 1969, focuses on overarching principles for sustainable space operations, while BSI Flex 1971 provides guidance on environmentally responsible launch practices. Both standards are part of a broader push to address growing concerns around orbital congestion, space debris, and the impact of satellite constellations. Get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes. And a reminder that the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. So there you have it for June 2025. That's the Standards Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.